sorry about the technical difficulties we had on the call today for me not being on time. I had to call in as a guest because as a host, it didn't work properly. So thank you very much for your patience. Again, this is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for these weekly conference calls, which are going to be conducted now Tuesdays at 10 o'clock in the morning, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Thursdays at 8 o'clock in the evening. So three times a week. I'm doing this so I can reach out to more of you at different time frames. All the times I give you are Eastern time zone, by the way. So I put together Freedom Law School back in 1996, literally 20 years ago. Now it's the 20-year anniversary of Freedom Law School, to help empower the average American to know about the law, the rights, the Constitution, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. See, folks, I'm an immigrant from Iran and came here in 1977 at the age of 14, and I found myself not in the land of the free and, home of the brave, as I was told, but a land of the meek and home of the indentured. And I found that there's a lot of ignorance going on out there. I was ignorant. I had a degree in business administration back in the late 80s from a California State University. Still did not know hardly anything about the law and my rights and how to live free. So after educating myself, I started educating others, and that's how what it led to Freedom Law School. If you go to livefreenow.org, you're going to find a lot of good information there. What you want to do is go to our website at livefreenow.org and sign up to get a free education. A free education package will be sent to you by mail if you want. And once a month, you're going to get some education you will not find anyplace else. Period. Because Freedom Law School is the only source that I found after all these years that actually shows you practical, usable information about the law to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Stuff that actually works. The material you will get, many of it is parts of other material that is for sale. Freedom Law School does provide those, but you're going to get parts of those at least to get you on the educational process moving forward. I believe that there is no law requiring the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a huge lie. It's a fraud. And one of my students ended up being a government agent, an IRS agent, which was with IRS's own criminal investigation division. In 1997, he met me, and he verified everything me and others were saying, and he wrote a book about the income tax fraud to the IRS, asked his superiors to refute it, and it was not done. He went many times to debate the government about the income tax after he quit the IRS, and the government never, ever shows up. Never, ever wants to debate him publicly. Why can't the government face up with Joe Bannister? What are they afraid of? They're afraid that American people will find out they've been lied to. They've been deceived. They've been raped and robbed illegally. So, folks, you can go online and look up Joe Bannister on YouTube. You'll come across the speech of Joe Bannister at our Freedom Rally back in 2000. Or I will send you the CD of him for free or audio of it, whichever one is easier for you. And I'll send you more to you to get you started on your road to education for freedom and freedom itself. Because Freedom Law School is a source for freedom, education, and freedom solutions. Because you see, education by itself is nice, but it's better when it actually works for you. That's why I posted many of our past victories on our website. Actual, documented, verifiable victories. IRS's own letters, documents, court decisions are there at our website. A lot of people out there claim they got victories, but you ask them, where is the proof? They don't have any. They just, oh, yeah, we have to keep it a secret. No. At Freedom Law School, it's all there. I've beaten the IRS myself many times, and so have our students. And you can win, too. And we want to help you work with other like-minded freedom seekers like yourself to work toward restoring freedom for all of us in America. Folks, it can be done. It's up to us to educate ourselves. So with that, folks, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to make a list. I'm going to start in a few minutes and see who has questions. I recommend that you all get at the very minimum our first course of Freedom Law School, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level 1. This is the first course of 10 courses I developed in the late 1990s. And it's a foundation of all of our other courses, foundation of everything Freedom Law School teaches and does, because, folks, it works. It's what you should have been taught coming out of high school to prepare you for a life in America as an adult. So, having done that, folks, I recommend you get that course, which comes with 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. 100% money-back guarantee. And I will extend that 90 days even farther to 6 months or a year if you want. If you need more time to listen to that material and make sure it is what you want and need. Complete guarantee, you know, because why? I know the course works. It's over 20 hours of audio, over an hour and a half of video, and over 200 pages of paperwork. What you want to know, it's in there. What you need to know that you do not know you need to know, it's in there too. See, that's one of the things I found out. A lot of people want answers, but they don't know how the corrupt government have made and the courts have made the law more complicated than it needs to be and put requirements on you that you did not know you had to follow. So here I'm trying to make things simple for you by giving you what you want to know and need to know. So start with that. But here we are now in the Commerce Call. Let's see who has questions. I see a call from area code 610 on the call. A call from area code 610. Do you have a question, my friend?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Very good, my friend. What is your name? First name?
My first name is Mark.
Okay. For your privacy, we don't want last name, okay? M-A-R-K with a K or with a C?
With a K.
Okay, very good. All right, Mark. So what's on your mind? By the way, let me ask you, how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Mark?
I was actually getting set up with taxes. I was actually owed back taxes. So I just Googled on YouTube, and I came across a few ex-IRS agents talking about, you know, taxes and fraud and all this. And then I actually ended up seeing something on CNN a while back. I can't remember the gentleman's name. And he actually said it in front of Congress that taxes voluntary and it's fraud. So I really got upset. And I'm like, this is not right or fair. On, you know, this tax that we're doing, and then end up Googling it again, and I came across your law school on a website. So I was like, oh, let me just read about it and see, you know, what it's all about.
Very good, my friend. Looks like you already started to educate yourself. And how can I help you tonight, today, Mark?
Well, my question is, with these taxes, I mean, I always felt that something was wrong with us paying taxes, but I could never seem to the IRS without having to pay late fees and penalties. And, you know, it's like now I'm pretty much back in the same situation again, but it's just very annoying that I have to pay for taxes that I know that I shouldn't have to pay. And I'm just trying to get myself out of the situation so I can better myself and my family. And it's just very annoying. I'm just trying to get information on how I can beat the IRS without them harassing me or sending me to jail for something, you know, that I shouldn't have to pay.
Well, bottom line is, whether you do file 1040 income tax confession forms or not, whether you pay income tax or not, the IRS can come after you. We don't live in a free country. They've got laws for if you file, they're going to come after you with tax evasion, where they're making a material misstatement on your tax return. Okay, or if they don't, if you don't file, they could come after you if they want for willfully not failing to file tax returns. In my opinion, well, these two choices, whether you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, it's much safer if you don't file, because the fact that if you believe you're not required to file and pay income tax, and you can show to a jury, if you ever they come after you, that, hey, you've already done your homework on this subject, and you come to that conclusion firmly, then the jury must acquit you, because you're simply not filing is not enough. They got to prove to the jury of 12 unanimously that you believed you were required to file, and then you didn't. So you have a lot of defenses available for you there, but with filers, there isn't much of a defense. The defense is, oopsie, I made a mistake. So does that help you with that part of the question, Mark, or you want me to elaborate on a particular angle of it?
No, that sums it up. I mean, so basically what you're saying, since I already filed, just might as well just pay it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that now that there's no law requiring to file income tax, it's a lot safer. They can come after you either way. If you filed for previous years, you filed. But from here forward, if you want to not file, you just don't stop filing. But Freedom Law School, what I did is I put a program together, like the Royal Freedom Package. This is my top-of-the-line program, where it educates you, number one. Number two, you get unlimited consultation to have your questions answered privately in full detail about freedom issues, about all aspects of your life. Your freedom and taxes relate to your finances, business, investment, buying a home. You know, it all relates to freedom and taxes. You get free consultation on all that. We have a criminal legal defense fund I put together where, in case they come after you criminally, a Freedom Law School can take care of the attorney's fees and expenses for you. And then the most popular part of the program is any letters that needs to be done, that any responses will be done by Freedom Law School correctly to beat the IRS for you. So you can win against these guys and have a track record of doing it for over many, many years. And guess what? The IRS wants me to stop talking about this stuff. They want to close me down. They have been unable to do so. They have over 8,000 pages, they told me, 4 years ago on me that they accumulated in the files. Over 8,000 pages. That was 4 years ago. There's more now. Okay, and they still cannot stop me because what I'm doing is free speech. I'm educating people about the law and the rights. But in your situation, basically, the question is, how do your head stop hurting? Quit hitting it against the wall. You hit over the head against the wall, you admit you owe the IRS money when you follow 1040 confession forms. Well, if you don't follow the 1040 confession form, you don't owe the IRS anything. They are the ones that have to come after you. And if and when they come after you, you can beat them. I can help you beat them. That's why you probably want to get is the Royal Freedom Package. Now, if you want more specific, detailed answers about your private situation, we probably want to do a one-on-one private consultation. That way I can get into your situation privately in more detail, and that will be fully credited toward your getting the Royal Freedom Package anyhow. Because it does come with unlimited consultation to have all your questions fully addressed.
Okay. Now with you saying that, since you brought up something I'm actually trying to do now. Now in my situation, I'm actually trying to purchase a home. But since I did file years ago, but when I actually applied for a mortgage, I got pre-approved. But on the back end, when they bring up whatever extra, I can't think of the word, when they run my credit, on the front end, I don't have anything that has to do with the IRS. But on the back end, it just says unknown. It doesn't say the amount. It just says unknown when they actually pull up my credit, when they're doing, a thorough check or whatever. How do I try to fix that?
I'm not sure what you mean by what says unknown about what angle of your life.
When it says, when it comes to, like, tax liens.
What's the it you're talking about?
Well, it says.
What's
it? Says
it?
Tax,
the credit report, you mean? Okay.
On my credit report, when they bring it up,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything about taxes. But when they when they go in through whatever system they use, I think the check system or something like that, it says tax lien, but it says unknown. And then all the mortgage people ask me, well, what does this mean? I'm like, I don't owe anything. Does it have an amount? They're like, no. Like, but we just question about this unknown. I'm like, I don't know. So I just tell them I don't know. If it says unknown, then it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. Then what you want to do is you want to go to the county recorder's office of the county you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And some states are the clerk of the court. Sometimes it's the county recorder's office, a separate office. And run a check of your name. Is a lien filed against you, Mark? Give him your full name, your slave surveillance number, okay, and let's run a check. And if there is one, they'll tell you. They'll show you. If there is not, get a letter from them, a certification that they searched and couldn't find one to you, against you. And you can send that then to the credit reporting company that, hey, this unknown tax, the claim I owe, is a bunch of nonsense. Proof from the county recorder's office that there's no liens owed by me, by the IRS. There's no liens, so you should correct your records. They will correct the records. That's what you want to do.
Okay.
Does that help you with your question, Mark?
Yes, it does.
Do you have any other question before I go to the next callers?
No. I appreciate your time and your wisdom that you're giving me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, then let's go to other people on this call. Let's see. Let's go to the person from area code 856. What's your name, caller from area code 856?
Paul.
Paul, do you have a question you want to ask me today?
I'd like to know where can I get in touch with you? Still in contact with Jeffrey Dickstein?
Jeffrey Dickstein was an attorney that defended the former IRS special agent Joe Bannister when they came out.
Yeah, I know that.
In jail.
He
but
defended me too.
Dickstein, he is in Oklahoma. He's retired. He no longer is an attorney. He retired from doing that altogether. Period. He gave up his bar license too.
Oh. Is there any way to get in contact with him?
I do have his email, yes, but he doesn't like to give it out publicly much. He doesn't want to he's kind of became bitter and left, basically, of the whole corruption of the government, just got him mad. And two things that got him mad: the government's so corrupt, and he found out so many people don't want to get educated.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I know Jeffrey, because Jeffrey defended me in the income tax case. which we lost was it. Because we don't go by the Constitution anymore. They throw the Constitution out of court.
You're one of the people that he did the trial and he defended you. Well, if you email Freedom Law School, then I will forward your email to him to get back with you. Just put your email, your name, who you are. I'll forward it to Jeff Dix.
Well, I don't go on a computer or anything. I don't do emails or nothing. I don't put any information out. But that's all right. I just want to say there's only two sentences you have to do to stop the income tax. Two sentences. I do not wish to voluntarily comply or self-assess myself, and this is the main one. I do not accept your offer of contract.
Okay, hold on.
Once you sign that 1040 form or W-4.
I'll be right there, my friend. No. I heard when I was on, somebody was telling our conference call holders this patriot mythology. That is simply false, my friend. Okay, and I have respect to you. That is not true. What you said is not true. Because government is by force. Government is not by contract. Okay? The government is like this. You guys heard on the news. Came out, what was that? Yesterday, a day or two ago? Five guys in New York City go in a park. A 39-year-old man and his 18-year-old daughter were in the park sitting there. They pulled the gun to the man and says, "You leave." And the man left and raped his daughter. How come? That was wrong. That's illegal. Yeah.
Well, wait, just you're talking
hold
about
on.
This. You're telling me to hold on, but you're interrupting me. And
Well, yes, because it's my show. I just paused you. I just muted you. Yes, of course it is. Okay, because this is not for you to lecture the people on the call, my friend, with erroneous information. It's my time to lecture people about all the stuff. At the end of the call, I'll leave the call open for you guys to share about whatever you want. Good or bad, freedom of information is a free speech forum. But I'm here trying to help people, my friend, from the real life problems, issues they got. I'm trying to help them. So when someone is giving wrong information, I'm going to correct you, okay? And you see, that's my job. And so bottom line is that the government, as I was giving an example, is this. The government is by force. Those guys, that thugs in New York that raped that 18-year-old girl, they did it because they had the power. They had the power to force the dad away with the gun and to take advantage of his daughter. Okay, government is the same way. You know, the King of England abused the American people. We kicked them out by guns to get our freedom and independence. And then when the South wanted to leave the Union, this is the war of the states and the Civil War, the South was right. They had every right to leave the Union. Lincoln, the North, by force, forced the South to get back into Union. They didn't want to be part of by force. This land still belongs truly to the American Indians that were here first. The white man stole it from them by force. Black people were enslaved from Africa, brought here by force. George Bush went to Iraq. Okay, and took over that country and executed Saddam Hussein by force. Okay, so this la-la land theory that we were taught in high school, that we have a government by, of, and for we the people, it was that way long time ago, no longer. You have a government by, of, and for the big banks and their corporations. Who banks make the money in this country by counterfeiting, legally counterfeiting. And then they buy off the media and the politicians. So it doesn't matter if you vote for Clinton or you vote for Obama or Bush or Romney or McCain. They're all a bunch of criminals owned by the same people. You get false choices, okay? So it's not by subcontract. And this is the kind of thinking, my friend, that got you in trouble. That's why Jeff Dickstein had to defend you. And I'm not sure if he won or not. And that's why Jeff Dickstein quit. Because even you, one of his clients, after he defended you, you still are parroting patriot mythology. What's a patriot mythology? Theories that sound good, feel right, make sense, but are simply not true. Government is not based upon contract. Government is by force. okay? U.S. government, California, Florida, Texas, they're all based upon force. Now, they're supposed to use that force for the benefit and protection of the people. Yes, that is the theory of the government. But in practice, corrupt, rich, powerful, moneyed interests buy off the politicians, buy off the media, and the average person doesn't know what's going on. He's just clueless. Literally, the movie Clueless is about a typical average American. They're busy watching a boob tube, soap operas, sports, beer, party at the weekend, okay? They don't know what's going on. And they think that, oh, I vote, and, well, you know, voting, you know, yes, you vote, but your vote doesn't count because it gives you false choices. A lot of other people, for every one of you that know what's going on, there's 10 more that have no clue what's going on, and they vote, too many of them, and outdo your vote. That's a big part of the problem. Now, this conference call is, I'm trying to help people answer their real life problem and questions. I'm going to unmute you, my friend. If you have a question, ask it, please, because I do want to answer your questions. I do want to help you. But if you're just going to give a lecture, you can do that after I leave. I'm very busy. This is my time to help people. After I leave the call, you're welcome to share whatever you want to share with other callers on this call, okay? Matt, you can go to unmute the gentleman for me, please, so I can see if he has any questions that he wants to ask. So, Paul, if you have a question you want to ask at this time, go ahead and ask it, my friend.
Yeah, well, is the 16th Amendment pertain to you and me, the working man?
In my opinion, no. What's your question from me that will help you with your personal situation? Do you have a personal situation of freedom?
No, I'm all free. The IRS don't bother me anymore. The government don't bother me anymore.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. How old are you, by the way, Paul? Are you retired?
Yeah.
Okay. You retired, living on private Social Security? Yeah, they don't bother you, of course. You're not doing much. So there's nothing for them to bother you for. You know, you make a little Social Security, and that's fine, you know?
No, this is before I went on Social Security, my friend.
Well, that's different what happened back then. But let me...
No,
let me,
but what happened back then is what I told you is how I got... Oh, man.
That's okay.
You use their own code against them.
I do that. That's what we do at Freedom Law School, my friend. But it's not based upon contract law. It's based upon...
Oh, yes, it is. You look at the federal...
All right, I'll just be unmuted, Paul, again. If he wants to talk about those things, Paul, you can do that after I'm done. You can believe whatever you want to believe in. But let me tell you guys, everybody, this, folks, for the rest of you. I'm telling you my opinions and what I believe what the law is. Bottom line is, but I tell you this, don't believe me. Don't believe the government. Don't believe Paul, this guy on the call, or anybody on the internet. That's right. Look up and learn to use the law library and read the law for yourself. Okay? And demand proof of any legal theory. So someone like Paul tells you, that's how it is. I know it because I tell you because that's me and it worked for me. You say, prove it, Paul. You tell him, Paul, show me documentation you won and show me that you won because of this case, your situation. He won't be able to do that. Okay, people, everybody can talk a good game, but don't have any proof. So Freedom Law School got the proof of actual victories of our students and myself. And you can win too. And that's why I say, again, don't believe me, the government, anybody on in these conference calls or internet. Read the law for yourself for what it is. Not what you wish it to be. Not what someone told you, but for what it is. That's why I did a class on using a law library. It's part of the Level 1 course, which you'll get for free as part of the one-year education. If you go, in fact, you can go on YouTube right now and type in how to use a law library. It'll come up. So we don't have to have this argumentation about it. You just know for yourself what to do. Let's see if anybody else has any questions. Let's see. Let's go to the caller. We have someone from area code 856, I believe. Are you there? Do you have a question? The caller from area code 856?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. My name's
What's
Matt.
What's your name?
My name's Matt.
Very good.
Like
what state do you call from, Matt, by the way?
What state? New Jersey.
New Jersey. Very good. Matt, yes, sir. How did you hear about Freedom Law School, by the way, Matt?
I can't remember exactly when it was, but I believe I was perusing and Googling. I'm really just beginning on this path, honestly, but I was on sedm.org, and I believe I Googled a topic that I read on there, and one of your videos came up.
Very good. Very good, Matt. And how can I help you, my friend?
So, like I said, I am just beginning on this path, really. I just heard about it in a conversation with one of my coworkers, actually, that maybe a person's wages could be considered the source of their you can't tax the source of a man's gain or something like that. And so I started investigating that, and anyways, just a bunch of things came up. But my question specifically is, kind of tangential, but I plan on filing a tax confession this year. I think I'm going to study more and maybe try to make a change in my personal situation next year. I don't feel prepared enough personally. My question is, I had heard in my readings that that some courts are franchises or something like that, or that you have to agree to have you have to agree that the judge has jurisdiction over you. My question is that true? Is that true? And is there something I can do to keep myself out of courts that might not have my best interests in mind?
Let me ask you a question. Someone tells you they have a pig in their backyard that flies. Is that true?
If someone what's that?
They'll tell you they have a pig in their backyard that flies. They have a pet pig that flies. Is that true?
No. I mean, people say a lot of things.
Exactly. That's why other people say a lot of stuff is not true about but the courts don't have jurisdiction over you, that it's all contract law, that the courts are franchises, that you got to regain your sovereign state citizenship, not the U.S. slave 14th Amendment created citizenship they tricked you into, or you got to walk into common law jurisdiction versus Admiralty Maritime and statutory jurisdiction they trick you into, where you're going to cancel the adhesion contracts they tricked you. Or because of bankruptcy in the United States in H.E.R. 192 in 1930s, you have to sign things with UCC 1-207, UCC 1-305. Or you shouldn't use zip code on your mailing or put bracket around the zip code. Or your name cannot be in all capital letters, that's a dead corporate fictional entity. Your name has to be upper lowercase, that's you. The capital letters that they write your name in, IRS letters and all that, is your straw man. And you want to capture your straw man and do redemption for value. And all this kind of nonsense you find on that SCDM website. And that website is full of nonsense. And a few good things in there. Most of what's on that website is patron mythology. Okay, just like a pig flying. Government is based upon force, pure and simple. America is no different, folks. That's right, the land of founding fathers is no different. We won our freedom because of force. Founding fathers with guns took up with force and beat the English Redcoat Army. And that's what gave our freedom back then over 200 years ago. Today is no different. So people come up with all these theories of the court doesn't have jurisdiction over you unless you agree with it. That's a bunch of nonsense. Okay, you know you have no more choice than Saddam Hussein had in Iraq when George Bush invaded Iraq, took that country. Did Iraq consent to be invaded? No, did Saddam Hussein consent to U.S. government? You know, execute him? Did he give the government Bush jurisdiction? by anything. No, it's all by force, there and here. No different, my friends. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense, not what I said?
It makes sense, and that's why I'm seeking to know for myself what applies in the real world.
And that's why, Matt, again, I say to you this. You're welcome to go in the wild, wild west of internet and research and read, because it led you to us. And it's a good thing, and you're going to continue reading, I'm sure. You are, and you should. Investigate and read and check things out for yourself, okay? But again, I want to emphasize to you, the problem is if you do not know fundamental basics of law that start from the common sense that you can verify, like the sky is blue or it's white because it's cloudy, the grass is green. You know, unless you start from that very obvious basic stuff, you're going to be misled probably. And demand proof when people tell you that stuff. Demand they show you that to you. Well, guess what? Freedom Law School's course, A Practical Road to Freedom, from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1, will let you do that the same way Joe Bannister led him to that. When Joe Bannister called me in 1997 and said, hey, I'm an IRS special agent, and I want to know the truth about the income tax, but I want you to know I'm not after you, Paymon. I'm not trying to prosecute you. I'm just doing this on my own time. I'm going to investigate this issue I've heard on my own. Check it out. I said, no problem, Joe. I'll be happy to educate you. Now, he got a complimentary copy of the level one course I just told you about. Okay? I said, I'll tell you what, because you are a special agent with the IRS, I'll mail you the level one course for free. Okay? Because I knew that was a unique opportunity for the freedom movement to have a major defection, which ended up being, okay? That was a good donation I did on that for part of the whole movement. But he did. He got the course, listened to it in his car. And nine months later, he said, you know, Paymon, I think I'm going to write a book on this subject. That was in 1998. I said, great idea, Joe. Go for it. Let's do it. Okay, so halfway through 1998, start writing a book. Okay, so I want to get you that level of education like Joe Bannister. If you take this seriously, you could search it out like Joe Bannister, and there's so much more available. Okay, so Freedom Law School has so much available on our YouTube channel. Our past Freedom Night speakers, many of them on our website. You know, Joe Bannister's speech, you know, John Turner, you know, many others I brought to get over the years. They're on there, and a lot of it for free. And get the level one course. I think you'd be your good investment. You can file this year until April 15th. You have time to further investigate things. Let me suggest you do this. I'll tell all of you to do that, okay? You know what's the best way, in my opinion, to know about the income tax issue? Is this. Send your congressmen and senators a copy of Joe Bannister's report on income tax. Okay, his book. Send him his video, his speech. Okay? Also send him the copy of the C-SPAN debate. The back in 1999, Joe Bannister and three other experts of the movement, Tax Honesty Movement, went to D.C., Washington, D.C., to debate the government about the income tax. Okay? And the government didn't show up. They were all invited. The IRS, the U.S. Department of Injustice, the Congress, the President. They were all invited. Come on down and show Joe Bannister and these experts are wrong. None of them showed up. It was shown on C-SPAN, too. I got the DVD of that. Okay? But you can find it on YouTube also. I'll put it out there for free. Send them the copy of USA Ads of We the People Foundation. This foundation that had Joe Bannister go debate the government, that didn't show up, of course. They put full-page ad in USA Today, full-page ads, exposing the fraud of income tax. Hey, American people, with the people, look, there's a problem. The government doesn't want to come and discuss this issue openly with us. What is this? Are we a dictatorship or a free country like our founding fathers fought for? The government got to come and talk about all this. They did that 2 years in a row until USA Today told We the People Foundation, no more ads for you. We don't want your money. We don't want to give you publicity about the issue. Okay? And the head of this foundation, Bob Schultz, speaks about all this. and I have a speech of him about putting the whole story together for you, that I think you should send that also to your congressmen and senators each. You do that, and you tell them, look, I want an answer from you. You got to look at this stuff independently on your own. You took an oath to uphold the Constitution, just like Joe Manchin, just like every government employee, every congressman, senator, president, judge, they all do. But I want you that represent me to look at all this stuff and answer me. Is Joe Manchin wrong? Bill Benson, Bill Conkling, Larry Meacraft, all his leaders of the movement, of the tax army movement, are they wrong or what? And why is it then when this foundation was talking to a White House economic advisor, the White House spokesperson told this foundation leader, Bob Scholz, that the legality of the income tax is not a high priority item at the White House. And the White House will not participate in any conference on the subject. Because what the White House said means basically the politicians don't care if they want to take your money, if the money they're taking from you is legal or illegal. They don't care. The politicians just want your money. It's about the money for the government. That's all. Power. Money is power. They don't want to talk about it either. That means they're criminals. Only criminals don't care if they break the law. Just like this teenage thugs in New York City, you heard that they went and put a gun to the 39-year-old father's head and raped his 18-year-old daughter. The government is the same. They don't care if it's legal or not. So you tell your congressman, senators, you have to investigate and tell me, is this wrong? Tell me. I want to know if I'm wrong. But if I'm right, you got to do everything you can to get rid of this corrupt system. And watch. Watch. I've never, ever, I've helped many people send these kind of letters, documents to government. I've done them, I mailed them for them myself many times to make sure they get out, this stuff. And I've not once seen these senators or congressmen show me or you the actual statute written by Congress requiring you and me to file an income tax map. Never. Never refute any of these arguments because why? They can't. That's your, in my opinion, that's the easiest way. I mean, what more can you do? You cannot ask the, but do you know that you cannot go to court and ask a question? There's a law that says you can go to a federal court and have any federal law question answered by the court. Gee, about Environmental Protection Agency, about the Forest Service, what should I do? Should I not do? Can I kill, hunt this animal? They will tell you. The courts will tell you. They'll answer you to make sure you follow the law properly with everything except income tax. Congress said, courts, don't waste your time on income on taxes. They have to figure out on their own. So you cannot go to court to get your question answered. If you ask the IRS, Congress has now authorized the IRS to punish you up to $5,000 for daring even asking those questions from the IRS. And if you insist and take the question to the courts cannot punish you up to $25,000 on top of the IRS. This is the exact same criminal dictatorship tactics that was used in the former communist Soviet Union. That's what I grew up in the early 70s in Iran. I heard, saw going over there with Alexander Solzhenitsyn and other political dissidents in the Soviet communist union. Now, America is becoming a new communist dictatorship. Russia is no longer communist. China is no longer communist. That's right. My brother worked there as a foreigner, make $2,000 a month or more, paid no income tax. They have no personal income tax in China. Okay? China, remember, the personal income tax is one of the 10 planks or goals of the communist manifesto, communist society. They don't have it over there. We got it over here. So, again, come back, write your congressman, senators, demand they answer you. And you, if you do that right away, my friend, let's see them. Follow up. Send them a letter this month. Follow up in late February, in March. You can make a decision, I think, intelligent one by April. If they show you the law, man, that requires you to file income tax, please go ahead and file and pay the income tax. They showed you the law. But if they don't show you the law, do not pay the income tax. Why should you pay a tax that they cannot show you? The lawmakers themselves cannot show you it exists. Is that simple, my friend?
That makes sense. I have
to
leave
soon.
Else?
Tell you that, I'm going to like this even better, folks. Check this out. Joel Bannister, he was attacked by the government in 2003 and they indicted and was put on trial for 2005 for tax crimes, but not for having failed to file a tax return, because he quit the IRS in 1999, didn't file pay income tax to the IRS for several years. The IRS never charged him for not filing income tax. The IRS commissioner himself, Everson, personally spoke about Joe Barrison, said Joe Barrison was the IRS agent. He knew what he was doing. Yet, they never charged Joe Barrison with failing for not having filed tax returns. Why? The guy hasn't filed. You know he hasn't filed IRS. Why don't you go after and put him in jail? Because they knew Joe Bannister would put the government at trial and say, wait a minute, 12-member jury citizens, I was one of them. I was to enforce the laws with the gun the government gave me. I asked them to refute my report, my book on income tax, and my mayor to send it all the way to Washington, D.C., to the headquarters of the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division. And they never answered me. My supervisor gave me a one-page response, says, I was told to give this to you from the headquarters. He said, you can leave. He won't answer you. A foundation paid for me to go to Washington, D.C. many times from California all the way down to the East Coast to debate the government, and the government was all notified. None of them ever show up to show us the law. If there's a law, why don't they show me? And guess what? The government knew that's what would happen. They're not stupid. The government lawyers are not dumb. They're intelligent. And if they knew, and they knew that Joe Barrister is intelligent, and they knew Joe Barrister did his homework, he asked the government to refute him. They couldn't. They didn't. And they knew if this goes before 12 citizen jurors, who was going to get the speech that I just gave you over a course of many hours or days. He could give all the detail, which I cannot give you right now. And the jurors going to go, wow, this is amazing. No, he asked government to show him the law. They didn't show him the law. Well, looks like the liar, the cheat, is not Joe Bannister, but the government. And they would have quit Joe Bannister, so the guy would never charge them. You want to be in the same position as Joe Bannister, Matt? In my opinion, that's the cheapest and most 100% guaranteed system that works. Our Beginner's Freedom Package, which is $900, includes a level one course and all this and more. So you can get a definitive, clear answer from a congressman and your two senators about, are you required to file income tax or not? Let's make a clear decision. And if they don't answer you, and if the rare chance they want to come after you, you just present that, they're going to say, leave this guy alone. Because we don't want him to put us on trial. As long as they just rather go in after an easier target, like the one that they called, says, oh, I know how it all works. Government came after me. They indicted me. Jeff Dixon had to defend me. You know, I don't know if he lost or won. You know, probably lost. Okay, most of them do lose. Otherwise, he would not say all this nonsense about adhesion contract and jurisdiction stuff. You know, that's why Jeff Dixon quit. Jeff Dickstein quit not just because government's corrupt, because people keep falling like this caller who was Jeff Dickstein's own client for patriot mythology, for nonsense. That, okay? So that's why I tell you, hey, make it simple. ask the questions of your government representatives and see what happens. Does that help you, Matt? Okay, Matt, you there? Okay, looks like Matt's not there. I guess answers question. Let's see if anybody else have any questions, folks. Let's go to our caller in area code 302. Do you have a question, caller from area code 302?
Yeah, greetings, Payman. I appreciate your passion, man, and the information that you're dispelling on this call. My question is basically whether or not there is a method to receive back any payments that you have made to the IRS, that you can lawfully have those payments returned back to you.
By the way, I'm sorry, what was your name again? I didn't catch that.
Naeem.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Yes, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, I as in I, M as in Mary.
Thank you, Naeem. Interesting name you got, my friend.
Thank you.
Naeem, I'm afraid there are ways, but they're not guaranteed to work. And not only they're not guaranteed to work, sometimes they can work, but sometimes they actually could be more problematic. They could, government could not give you a refund and penalize you. Okay. In other words, for example, Irwin Schiff came up with that approach of the late Irwin Schiff, who passed away last year, that you file zero return. Stay into the government, you have zero income, and therefore all the withholding that took place from your paycheck should be paid back. Okay. Pete Henningsen has this method. He says, you know, I think he's correct. Fills out the form 4852 that, you know, your employer wrongfully told the IRS your money that you made for a living was taxable, your wages and salaries, and therefore you want to correct that, so you should get your money back. And others, I know, have done similar kind of things, and I've known people get the money back at occasions, yes. But at other times, they get no money back. At other times, they get no money back, and IRS imposes a penalty. It used to be only $500. Now it's up to $5,000. They penalize you for doing that. So that's why the best thing, in my opinion, is stop them from stealing your money in the first place. Don't have the withholding in the first place. It's a much safer way to go than try to have them get the money from you in the first place and then you try to get it back. Okay? Does it help you with the question, Naeem?
Yes. Yes, brother. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, let's go to our caller in area code 504. Caller here from area code 504. What is your name, my friend? First name.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Anthony.
Do you have a question?
Oh, no, Payne. I'm just listening to you on the call. I see we got... I see we got new time right now. We ain't doing the call Tuesday evenings no more. We're doing it Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, right?
And no Fridays, just Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Oh, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay, good.
And I've done it at different times to allow more people to be on the commerce calls.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I remember last week, matter of fact, I called the office early today because last week call, I asked you for some materials, you know, so I could actually pass out, you know, to people who are somewhat interested, you know, there are people who speak to on a day-to-day basis about not only about the income tax, but just about, you know, the Constitution as a whole. Okay, you'll be surprised, you know, how many people out there, you know, do have a clue about the Constitution and what it stands for, you know. So, you know, some material would actually help, you know, help me to spread the word of it. I think that's going to be sent out to me sometime this week or next week, though, so, you know.
Yes. We have a bunch of people requested the free Freedom Education packages. We are printing our new pack catalogs with the new conference call numbers, and they're going to be mailed out this week. So if you want to get multiple copies of our material, the CDs, of Joe Bannister's speech, Ed Griffin's speech on the Federal Reserve banking money system fraud, and Law by Frederick Bastiat and others, you know, just call us. We'll send you multiple copies of his education material to hand out. You know, that's CDs. I like all these CDs a lot because it's a very effective way. Because if you give them a video or a book, they won't read it. People don't have time to read it. Okay? I do much of my reading on the throne, to be honest with you, you know. Hey, I don't want to lose any minute to educate myself, you know, truly. You know, with children, I'm even double busy. So they won't watch a video, don't have the time to sit down and watch a video. They want to just watch entertainment or read. But they're stuck on the freeway, on the road to their home, in their car. So during that 30 minutes, an hour ride, they can listen to a CD in their car. That is very much more likely to happen, my friend.
Right. Hey, Pin, I just want to endorse something you said earlier about that guy, you know what I mean, that call and, you know, was giving his opinion. The thing about it, you know, until you actually walk in you know, go through the process itself and go through it, you know, in the legal way or through the courts, you know, it just like yesterday, you know, just to give a brief synopsis of what happened. Yesterday I went to court, right, was, you know, fighting, well, use the word loosely, fighting this speeding ticket or this red light traffic ticket that they're trying to impose on me or trying to get my money for, you know. And I went to this, it was a kangaroo setting, you know, this, you know, and I went inside there and, you know, present my case. And I came straight from the Constitution, you know. I went in there and I said, look, you know, based on my Seventh Amendment right, you know, anything over $20, I'm entitled to a trial, you know, by jury, and I'm reserving that right. I say, moreover, Article 1, Section 9 tells you about a bill of attainder. I'm actually invoking that right because there's no grounds or merit for this proceeding. You know, a traffic ticket is a bill of attainder. And some more, you know, I come straight from the Constitution. And, you know, the truth of the matter is a law. So the judge denied me everything. But what he did said at the end, at the proceeding, he was like, man, good job. The judge told me I did a good job. And he said what I need to do was to take it to a higher court, which I'm going to do that, you know. Because, you know, I know that he's so wrapped up in the game as well. You know, he ain't going to just say, you know, okay, you know, dismiss the case or anything like that. But he steered me to taking my case to a higher court, which, you know, I'm going to do. But the bottom line is he was impressed. I can't, you know, the fact that our, whether impressed or amazed that somebody came, you know, in his court just debating the Constitution, because as I told him, I said, look, I'm not going to validate the ticket
itself. Hold on, my friend, hold on. Listen, I'm happy to let you say whatever you want to say on this conference call that lasts up to 2 hours, okay? We've got 45 minutes left. But I answer a few questions about their situation. I'm trying to help out, my friend, okay? So let me answer their questions first, and you can come back, share all the stuff you have later on with everybody, not a problem. Do you have a question you want to ask me at this time, though?
Oh, no, that was it, bud. That was it.
That was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, my friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, Matt, who we have next on the call, my helper with the commerce call? I think we have someone calling from area code 260. Calling from area code 260. If you have a question.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Harvey. Right,
Farby?
This is Harvey. Yes.
Harvey. Yes, Harvey. How may
I help
you?
From
Harvey?
Indiana.
Okay.
And I've got a question. I let my house grow up for tax sale in the county, and there was $8,000 left after everything was paid, and they will not give me the balance back to me. So what should I do?
Was the IRS that sold the house?
No, it was the county county tax at the courthouse.
Okay. You file a suit in your local state court saying exactly what happened, and they didn't give the money back to you. That's what you do. And they should give the money to you. That's very simple.
How about, you know, when this was all going on, I had a lawyer ask for that money back, and then here lately that same lawyer is the county attorney, and he's working against me. Now, ain't that a conflict of interest for him?
Well, get yourself a new lawyer or do it yourself.
Yeah. But is there any way I could sue that lawyer for malpractice because he was representing me and then he goes off and works against me?
Well, when he became, look, no, I don't think so, because once he became a government employee working against you, he should have quit as your lawyer. Did he quit being your lawyer, or is he still your lawyer?
Yeah. No.
Is he your lawyer still, or did he quit?
No, he quit, but...
Then he did the right thing. He said, look, I was there, and he got hired by somebody else. That somebody else happens to be the opposition. He can do that. He's got a job over there, that's all.
Yeah, another question I got is, you know, I had trouble with the IRS, and I went to court over it, and then I've been to jail and everything else, and I took my case to the appeals court, and the appeals court said I didn't have to make restitution to the IRS, and also them savings bonds were not to be held for that purpose. Does that mean I don't have to pay? They can't collect off of me? Is that what they're saying?
That case is done. You're out of jail. Any restitution there was, they would have taken it from you. That means that they sometimes, in some cases, they have you pay the government money at the same time, if you have money for them to take. Obviously, you're not a rich person, so the judge says, just put him in jail. That's it. No money. That's all.
Okay. Well, I was a farmer, and my boy was helping me milk cows, and I was paying him with savings bonds. And that's the only thing I had left for them to get. So therefore, they took my boy's savings bonds for what they thought I owed. And yet the appeals court said they couldn't do that, but yet they wouldn't give them back to us.
When was all this?
It's there's been some time went by because I keep a fighting it, and matter of fact, I went to jail, and there's a law that says under 6213 that I wasn't supposed to be prosecuted or any collection activity until I went to tax court first. Well, I was in jail and everything else before I even went to tax court. They didn't even let me go to prove my point. You know, they didn't go by the rules.
Did they take your house, your land?
Well, I don't have anything.
Did the IRS take anything from you?
They took those savings bonds because that's all there was to get.
When was it? How long ago was it?
About 07. It's been a while back, but I've been fighting.
That's
and,
too
you
late.
Know, I keep it.
Yeah, yeah. If you call me back, then we could have done something about it back then, but now it's too much time has gone by.
I see. Well, you know, it must not be too bad because I've got it in the Supreme Court right now because there's a law under 7433 that they've got to pay you $1 million if they have wrongful collection activity.
Yes, and you have to prove that. And the Supreme Court takes less than 1% of all the cases that apply to it. You have to do it in a very special way, the paperwork, and they're not going to hear that. I very much doubt if they'll hear your case, you know.
Yeah.
So, I would suggest, you know, you made a lot of mistakes in the past, Harvey. How'd you hear about Freedom Law School, Bobby? How'd you find out about us?
I've been getting the American Free Press, you know, quite a bit. You know, that's that's basically where you're from, right?
I'm advertised in many years, yes. I'm a supporter of American Free Press. Very good publication, AmericanFreePress.net. Yeah, I wish you contacted me early when you saw my ad in American Free Press. Harvey actually helped you.
Yeah.
I could have got the money back from those bonds, saving bonds that you gave your son probably back then, but now it's too late.
Well, to tell you the truth about it, this all happened in 1998, and it took me 7 years to get them savings bonds back.
And you got them back after all?
Yeah, I got them back after 7 years of fighting.
Good.
And I had a guy that was that had an ad in the paper in the American Free Press to do it for me.
Okay.
And the thing of it is, the judge should have given back because the appeals court said that they couldn't do that. But yet they didn't, wouldn't give them back automatic. We had to, I had to pay a lot of money to get them back, but, at least I proved the point.
Good. I'm glad you won. I'm glad you won. Is there anything I can help you with today, Harvey?
Well, I just kind of wanting to know if I could find some good lawyer that could go after him because they broke so many laws, and I wound up in jail.
Wait. There's time frame. Wait. There's time frame. You can sue government or other people. There's a time frame. It's called a statute of limitations. In most states, it's 1 or 2 years, or 3 at max.
Yeah.
How much you have time to sue anybody over anything. If that 1 or 2, 3 years has passed, you cannot do that, no matter how wrong it was.
Yeah.
You gotta go forward from there. Is there anything else I can help you with at this time, Harvey?
Well, the thing of it is, if they don't pay attention to their statute of limitations, why should I?
No.
Because they wanted me to sign 2 or 3
times.
That's
a different. That's a whole separate thing. Bottom line is, the wrongs they've done to you, my friend, you cannot undo them because they happened apparently too many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, do you have any other questions before I go to other calls? We have only about half hour left on this commerce call. Do you have any other question, Harvey, you want to ask me?
That'll be it. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to a call from area code 717, area code. Do you have a question, caller, from area code 717?
Yeah, this is Tony in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Tony. How do you hear about Freedom Law School?
I actually went on your website. And I called in last week, and just real quick question. I had talked to you about an issue with trucks. I have a couple of trucks and people who drive it for me. And I was supposed to give you a call back later on this week when you weren't so busy. I was just calling to verify what the best time would be.
Well, the best time is on this commerce call is for free. I help you 3 times a week. Otherwise, you go to a private one-on-one consultation. It's $240 cash only for 1 hour. And when you send the funds in and your questions with your phone number, I'll accept a time that works for both of us.
Super, super. The only thing I really need was, you had said to just mention with the level one course, the independent contract agreement to have guys sign before they start driving trucks for me.
Yes, I got it right here. If you want to get the level one course, I can send that with you at no charge.
Super duper. I really appreciate it, sir. I really do. And then last question. I just ordered that from the catalog, right? Just send the cash over to you in the order form.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. You put that note. You made a note about independent contractor agreement.
Right. Put a note
okay,
in
good.
There when I send it in.
Very good, very good. All right, my friend. And we're going to get out to you when we get the package with the independent contractor agreements that Robert Clarkson for you.
Fantastic. I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Tony. Thank you for calling, my friend. Let's now go to area code 973 to see if the call from area code 973 has a question. What's your name, sir?
Perry.
Perry with a P as in Paul?
With T as in Tom. No, I didn't have any questions. I was just listening your conference calls. You did a service for me several months ago with regard to a bank confiscation. I appreciate that. but I just like to listen to your conference calls and see what I can learn.
No problem, my friend. Thank you very much. I encourage all of you, you're welcome to call at these conference calls. Simply listen and learn from other people's question and answers. And, of course, they'll be available at blogtalkradio.com / Freedom Lost. Well, these conference calls, the people are recorded. They will be made available for you to listen to the conference call later if you happen to miss the conference call that you want to listen to. So thank you for that, my friend. Let's go now to area code 704 to see if the caller there has a question. Do you have a question? Call from area code 704. Okay. The caller from area code 704 doesn't have a question either. I think we have only, let's see, there's a couple other callers that may have a question. Does the caller from area code 504 have a question? If so, please announce yourself. Okay, the caller from area code 504 does not have a question. Let's see if the caller from area code 203 have a question. If so, please announce yourself now.
Yes, this is James. Good afternoon. I'm just calling. I called a couple weeks ago, but heard about you on the internet. But I'm calling in regards to, okay, say there's no law to require you to file it if you're employed by in the private sector, and if you don't, if you filed in the past and you stop filing, what makes you now if the IRS allegedly filed a 1040 for you, which I don't think it's in their code, but they do, is how do you fight that?
How do
if they
fight,
file
what?
For you? What about what happens when when they file for you?
Well, depends what the IRS does afterwards. If the IRS might file, but they might leave you alone. Nothing you
yeah,
do
but I'm
them.
Saying
alone.
If the case if you stop filing, if the in the case you stop filing, and then
they
file
don't
for
after
you.
If you don't, if you stop filing, they don't always come after you.
I know that, but I'm saying in my circumstances, they did come after me.
Tell me more, see if I can help you, because what
okay,
you
so,
do
okay,
on what
so have, okay, so I have. Okay, so I haven't filed in about 4 years. They came after me. They wanted me to file. I said, well, what's the requirement that I do file? Okay, you go back and forth. They file for you. And then they send a notice of deficiency and allegedly blah, blah, blah. And they send a form 6331 to your employer, which they take out section A, which says the requirements for that, but your employer is still under fair, will still deduct that, take your labor, your wages for your compensation for your labor. They still garnish it.
Is that what happened to you?
Yes, yes, yes.
How much for what years?
Well, I think it was $6,000, which a third for my employee, a third party took out. They never gave me notice, but they started garnishing it. It's a third party, which I'm not sure if I can send a validation of that even after they did it, because I never got notification from them, but they started taking it out. But so that was that. It was 1 year. And then when I did file, and when they were forced me to file, I sent the 4852 and filed zero. But of course they in 1 year they said it was two questions that was frivolous, and they hit me with a $10,000 fine for just 1 year. And I think that 2014 they gave me back my, and I put zero, and they gave me back my funds, but they applied it towards 2013.
Okay.
But I wasn't going to file, but they forced me. They say, listen, if you don't file, we're going to file for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's your situation now, and how can I help you with what you got right now, James?
Well, I you know, of course I got a frivolous filing charge on me, and they filed, in 2013, they filed for me, which they, of course, if they're going to file for you, you it's not going to benefit you, never. So, of course, it was like a $3,000. From $2,500 charge, now it's like up to $13,000, just for $2,500. So now I got the, I'm not sure if I, for last year, because they did take out you know, taxes. So I'm not sure if for this year, should I just put zero and try it again, or just, you know, I'm not sure.
Why do you have to file it all with anything?
Well, because they took out funds.
From last year. Money from your paycheck? Is that what you mean?
Yes. They withheld from my paycheck.
Right. Well, that's the only way you can get some money back is by doing
Hudson
that.
Hudson Park.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, I would have to do that. And I'm sure if they do give it anything back, they're going to apply it towards the $13,000. But, okay. But, I mean, I'm just saying that I'm sure in some instances when you don't file, if they feel that you filed a few years back and it comes up to your time, they're going to file for you.
Sometimes they do. In your case, perhaps they did.
You're right. Okay.
But
right,
could have beat them. If you knew what to do, like Freedom Law School does, James, you could have beat them.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't, you know, too. I mean, but I did question, you know, what law did they, you know, they had the right to file a 1040. I don't see it in their codes, but you go through all that, and I think they just ignore some. You know, when you talk about, they just ignore you. They ignore you. They send you. I mean, they send you communications unsigned. I mean, who? And if they're signed, who knows if that person exists? That man or woman exists. So, but it's a battle. But thank you for your education, and it's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome for
taking my call. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, folks, it seems like the conference call is going to be ending soon because looks like I answered many people's questions. But I'm going to go one more time, check, make sure if anybody has any questions, I can answer it for you. If someone asked a question already, you have another one, that's not a problem. You can ask another question. That's okay. We got time. Let's go down the line to see if anybody has questions. Naeem, do you have any questions anymore? Okay, no, Naeem looks like good. He doesn't have any questions. Okay, and let's see. Does Mark, do you have any questions you want to ask? Not Mark? Okay, and Mark doesn't seem to have any questions. And let's see. I think there's one more person I'm going to check with right now. Okay, caller from area code 970. I don't think you have a question either, right? Okay. All right, folks. I'm going to thank you all for calling, and I'll be back with you guys again tomorrow night if you want. 8 o'clock, Thursday night, 8 o'clock in the evening, Eastern time zone. Remember, every week at Tuesdays, 10 o'clock in the morning, Wednesdays, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Thursdays, 8 o'clock in the evening, I'm here to answer your freedom questions. Freedom Law School is your freedom education and freedom solution source. Go to livefreedom.org. Go to our YouTube channel, folks, and take advantage of our education there that's for free and our courses available and our freedom packages. Tell your friends and coworkers, let's wake up and educate America to live free once again. America was meant to be a free country, and it was a free country. Lost it. If you're going to get it back, it's when people like you and me go out there and make it happen. So, folks, also be sure to check, go to our Facebook and become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. Okay, yeah, like us on Facebook. We'll be in touch with you that way as well. With not just IRS stuff, but also interesting news stories that you don't hear on the Bankster mainstream controlled media. So, with that, thank you for being on the call. Have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow night as well as next week. Good day, everybody.